I decree and declare the healing of the Lord is greater than anything on this earth. I decree and declare peace and prosperity. I decree and declare clarity and wisdom. I decree and declare success and new levels in God. I decree and declare God's wisdom through His Word, the Bible, and I decree and declare no weapon shall fall upon anyone. I decree and declare the love of the Lord. I decree and declare business connections and new beginnings. I decree and declare fresh wind of peace over everyone's household. I decree and declare the love of God. Can we open up the line so we can go into our heavenly language, please?
Hallelujah.
Thank you, God. Thank you, Holy Spirit.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Father. Thank you, God. Thank you, God, for this gathering of the company of prophets and all of those who are on the line. Thank you, God, for this blessing, God. Thank you, God, for covering us. Thank you, God, for hearing our prayers, O Lord. Thank you, God, for the movement of your Spirit. Thank you, God. Thank you, Jesus. I thank you, Father, because I saw two accidents today, God, and I wasn't in either one of them. Hallelujah. Thank you, God, for my guardian angels. Thank you, God, for protecting me. Thank you, God, for your covering, your grace, and your mercy, God. Thank you for your healing power that flows throughout this line, God. And thank you for each and every person on the line. Bless them in a mighty way, God. Thank you for the company of prophets. And thank you, God, for hearing our prayer this morning, God, for counting us worthy, 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 and worthy, God. Thank you, Father. And thank you, God. The technology glitch is over with, and we are able to come together on one accord, praising you, lifting our voices up to you, and thank you for hearing us, oh God. Thank you for your mercy. Your mercy endures forever, God. And thank you for the Master Prophet and Prophetess Deborah. Allow them to enjoy their vacation, God, their anniversary, God. Oh God, bless them and strengthen them, strengthen their family, strengthen the ministry, God. Thank you, God, for the movement of your spirit by your grace, God. Thank you, Father. And God, I ask you to bless our country, bless our government, and help them, God, to make the right decisions. Oh, God, let these things work out for our good, God. You said all things work together for our good. Thank you, Jesus. Look upon our president and his staff, God, and help them. Help them, Lord, to make the right decisions. Oh, God, oh, God, make the right decisions. Well, woe unto them who do wrong things to the poor and the needy, God. Bless your people. Thank you, Father. I just thank you. I just thank you. I thank you, God. And I ask you to bless each and every person on the line, each and every prophet and prophetess, those who are listening in. Bless them in a mighty way. Strengthen them in their bodies, God. Strengthen them, heal them, protect them, God. And those who are not saved, save them. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
Father God, we just thank you for another day to come into your presence. Father, we know this is a day that you have made, and we rejoice in it. We would be glad. We are glad and we rejoice in it, Father. I thank you for your love. I thank you for your strength. Father, I thank you for the mercy, and I thank you for the opportunity to come again another day just to say thank you unto you. I thank you for the unity of your people that's on this call, every family that is represented, Father. I thank you for your love and your kindness. Father, I thank you for keeping a hedge of protection around your people. I thank you for hearing every prayer that's uttered on this line. And we know that no weapon formed against anyone that's on this line, any family represented on this line, shall ever prosper. Father, we claim victory in advance. We thank you for the prosperity that shows up from the north, south, east, and west. Father, we thank you for our leadership, Archbishop Ebenard Jordan, our Master Prophet. Father God, we thank you for our leading lady, Pastor Prophetess Deborah Jordan. We thank you for their life. We thank you for what they represent. We thank you for their calling on their life. Father, we give them their heart desire. Father, thank you for everyone that comes on this line, knowing that you are our shepherd, and we shall not want, need, or lack for any good thing in this earth. We thank you for healing, for the continuous healing, for Prophetess Cynthia Dawson, for Minister Stephen Bostick, for Prophetess Aisha Cooper, Father, for Ronald Blake, Father. We thank you for the strength and healing for Brother Wally Bilal. We thank you for the strength for Mother Mary Jordan, Mother Mary Barrion, Mother Dorothy Myers. Father, we thank you for keeping our children safe in this season, especially during the school seasons, Lord. We thank you for the sick and shut-in. We thank you for giving them strength, allowing your people to know that you're always there. You're just a whisper away, Father. We thank you for that. And we thank you for world peace. We thank you for covering the various states of California and Texas and Puerto Rico and the Caribbean islands, Father. We thank you for just having your angels continue to show up. I thank you for marriages. I thank you for love and success. And above all, I thank you for your son, Jesus Christ. In Jesus' name, amen and amen.
And Father God, I declare and decree that the blessings of the Lord maketh rich and addeth no sorrow. And I thank you, Father God, for the Father, the Lord of our ancestors, multiply us 1,000 times more, as just as he's promised, and blesses us. And Father God, I thank you for your peace. I thank you, Father God, for your comfort. I thank you, Father God, for the ways you've made, the doors you've opened. I thank you, Father God, for the grace. I thank you, Father God, for the new mercies that we see. I thank you, Father God, for your daily word, your rhema word that you've come to give to your people. I thank you, Father God, for your insight. I thank you, Father God, for your elevation. I thank you, Father God, for the lifting of things off of people, Lord God. And I thank you, Lord God, for favor in the courtroom, Lord God. I thank you for debt cancellation. I thank you, Father God, for healing and wholeness. I thank you, Father God, for restoration, for you said, by your stripes we are healed. I thank you, Father God, for you said, let the sick say that I'm healed. Let the poor say that I'm weak, and let the poor say I'm rich, and let the weak say that I'm strong. I thank you, Father God, for granting us the desires of our hearts, Lord God. I thank you for leading us. I thank you for directing us. Thank you, Father God, for guiding us. Thank you, Father God, for forging the new relationships and the new connections that you have for your people. I thank you, Father God, for the momentum that you are allowing your people to gather in this season. I thank you, Father God, for just the ways you've made, the doors you've opened. I thank you, Father God, for the opportunities, the open doors. I thank you, Father God, for the completion that you're bringing forth. I thank you for bringing things full circle. I thank you, Father God, for forgiving us for what we not know what we do. I thank you, Father God, for just doing the things that you said that you would do for your people, for the blessings in you, the promises in you are yes and amen. Thank you, Father God, for the rebuilding, the restructuring. I thank you, Father God, for the justice that you're bringing forth in this season. I thank you, Father God, for the preparation. I thank you, Father God, for preparing the table before us in the presence of our enemies, Lord God. I thank you, Lord God, for protecting us. I thank you, Lord God, for keeping us. I thank you for your unconditional love, Lord God. I just thank you for the peace that surpasses all understanding. I thank you, Father God, for showing us the way, Lord God. I thank you for being a light to our path and a lamp to our feet, Lord God. I thank you for the understanding, the knowledge, and the wisdom. I thank you, Father God, for where you guide, you shall provide. I thank you, Father God, for ordering our steps. I thank you, Father God, for making us know the economy that you have in your kingdom, Lord God, letting us know that, yes, we are of this world, but we're not in it, Lord God. I thank you, Father God, just for the directional change. I thank you for the transformation. I thank you, Father God, for touching our president, Lord God, and allowing him to make sound decisions and allowing him to be quick to listen, Lord God, and allowing him to just really be the president, Lord God. And allow him to really just allow himself to see for the people and not just for his reputation and his image. And I ask, Father God, that you just touch over all of those who are in politics and who are in these places, Lord God, and these places of government to really help the people and not just be there to help themselves. I pray, Father God, that you help those who are dealing with the torture, Lord God, over in Libya. I thank you, Father God, for just the ways you've making, the doors you've opened, Lord God. I just thank you for bringing down a stronghold. I thank you, Father God, for what it is we bound on earth shall be bound in heaven, Lord God. I just thank you, thank you, thank you for the things that you're doing for your people. I thank you, Father God, for those who are coming forth and wanting to know more about you. And I thank you, Father God, for giving us the words and giving us the things that we need to say for your people, Lord God. I pray for those who are just hurting. I said you just give them your peace and your comfort. And I pray, Father God, that you begin to increase the self-esteem and the self-control of your people and allow them to know that you love them and that you are there and you are waiting to help. And I just thank you for the love that you bestowed upon us. I thank you for your unconditional love. And Amen. Father God, I just thank you. And I love you because you first loved me. Amen.
Amen and amen. Heavenly Father, as we come before you on this beautiful, blessed day that you have created, Lord, we lift up our voices and tell you thank you. Thank you for for giving us another day to rejoice. Thank you for providing another day for us to gather together in unity within the community and get on the prayer call. Thank you, because if we had 10,000 tongues, it still wouldn't be enough to say thank you. So with the one that we have, we say thank you, Lord. We say thank you for what you have done. We say thank you for what you are doing. And we say thank you for what you will continue to do in our life. For you are not a man that you should lie. So we thank you for the truth and the truth of I am. Thank you, Lord, for allowing us to gather together and come up to your throne boldly, but with reverence, reverential fear unto you, for fear is the beginning of wisdom. And we thank you, Lord, for the increase in spiritual wisdom. We thank you, Lord, for the increase in spiritual knowledge and spiritual awareness. We thank you, Lord, that we are able to stand and stand strong and be kingdom builders for you. We thank you, Lord, for abundance in health, abundance in wealth. We thank you, Lord, for the clarity and for clearing our path as you continue to order our steps in this season. I thank you, Lord, for going before us and making the crooked path straight. I thank you, Lord, for your word, your living word, your word, the sword of the spirit that is the truth. And I thank you, Lord, for the truth of the I amness. And I thank you for your word that is a lamp unto our feet and a light unto our path. And as we continue to go forth in this world and show our light through the darkness, I thank you, Lord, for being on each and every side of us, in the front and behind, to the left and to the right, and for what you're doing in our lives. I thank you, Lord, for the prosperity. I thank you for the consciousness. I thank you for healing and emotional healing, spiritual healing, physical healing. And I also thank you for financial healing. And thank you for our leaders, Archbishop Master Prophet E. Bernard Jordan and Pastor Prophetess Deborah Jordan. In Jesus' precious name we pray, amen and amen.
And Psalm 6:9 says, "The Lord has heard my supplication. The Lord has heard my prayer. The Lord has heard my prayer." Father God, we thank you for this time of gathering, that we can come as one, Father God, a unit. We thank you, Father God, for you have an ear to hear us, even in our meditative self, Father God. You can hear us. Thank you for giving us an ear, Father God, that we can hear others, Father God, when they're even crying out. We thank you, for we are strong, we are healed, we are rich, and we are loved. Thank you for your salvation. Thank you for your healing power. Thank you for your love. Thank you for your peace of mind, Father God, that we can think on the good things, the right things, and the pure things, Father God. Thank you for every prophet on this line and the ones who are normally here on this line, Father God, for they are standing in the gap for other people. Thank you, Father God, for the families assembled here that are thinking about someone else, everyone thinking about someone else, Father God, even though they know they might have challenges their own self, but they're putting other people first, God. I thank you and I bless you, Father God, for them, Father God. I decree and declare right thoughts in this day, positive people around us in this day, right network, Father God, and that we walk into spaces as a sweet fragrance and all the right people are attracted to us, that we walk in love, we walk in favor, we are the blessed of the Lord and favor in finances, Father God. We cancel out cancerous illnesses, Father God, depression. Cancel out hate, cancel out the taste of foods that are even not good for our system, Father God. We cancel out addiction, Father God, whether it be sex, drugs, whether it be sugar, the things that are not right for our system, Father God. Any evil or harm, Father God, meant for bad for us, Father God, we cancel that out and send it back to the sender in Jesus' name. We hold up today Ronald Blake, Father God. Mark Fugate, Father God. We hold up Maria Williams, Father God, and Marlon Lane. We thank you for the restoration, for their healing, for their recovery, Father God, in Jesus' name. I thank you for community, Father God, the teachings on community, Father God, for we are stronger when we are together as a team. For you even said that when they come together, when they think as one, They can be powerful. We are powerful, for you dwell within us. We thank you for each and every teaching that gives us expansion in our mind and in our dreams, friends, and our fantasy of what we can be, because we are that we dream and visualize. We thank you for our leaders, elders in the church, prophetess, Masquerine Colin. Yes, God, I'm thinking about her right now. Touch her and her church, her ministry, Father God, in this hour, Father God. But we thank you for Archbishop Ebernard Jordan, Pastor Jordan, the prophets, the ministers, the teachers, Father God. Touch them in a special way. Double anoint them, Father God, for the ministry that you have at hand through them, God. We bless your name and give you always the honor, the glory, and the praise. We give your name the praise, God. Amen and amen.
And Father God, I just thank you for the newness every day. I thank you for your word, the Bible, the gift of the Holy Spirit. I thank you for clarity and wisdom. I thank you for loving me and creating me and everyone that's on this call. I thank you for your will and your way, building your kingdom. I thank you for Archbishop Ebernard Jordan and First Lady, Pastor Deborah Jordan. I thank you for their faithfulness in globalizing the prophetic that we all are part of as well. Give them extra strength in this season, Lord. I thank you for their knowledge that they continue to share and pour into us. Cover all, Father, who's on the sick and shut-in list, Lord. Prophetess Esther and Miss Sister LaToya and Mr. Blake, Ronald Blake, and Miss Bianca and Minister Bostic and the Turners and even for myself. I thank you, Lord. I thank you. I thank you. I thank you. I thank you for blowing a fresh wind of peace on each family represented on this call. I thank you for the leadership in Zoe Ministries. I thank you for the continued blessings that you bestow on the mothers of the house, and protect the children worldwide, to protect all the people that's been in devastated countries and cities, California, St. Martin, Texas, Puerto Rico. Give them strength. Give the strength to the prophets to minister to the people there. All prayers going forth before and after mine, I thank you for honoring them all. Thank you for new connections and new creative businesses. I thank you for the Jordan legacy and families and all who's represented on this call. And I give you honor, praise, and love you, Father. Amen.
Amen. And God, we thank you that you are the Holy One of Israel. We thank you that you are the God of righteousness, Father God, and we thank you that you are the God of Abraham and Jacob and Isaac. We worship you this evening, God, and we give you the highest praise this evening. And we thank you, Father God, that you are worthy to be praised and you're honored, Father God. We thank you for the beauty of your holiness, God. And Lord, as we come before you, we pray for each person on the prayer line, God. We pray for their families. We pray, Father God, for income increase, jobs, careers, career changes, Father God. We pray for new substance, Father God. We pray, Father God, for witty ideas that will bring, Father God, financial breakthrough. We pray, Father God, for canceled debt, God. We pray for new positions, Father God, and we pray for repositioning, God. We pray for real estate deals, Father. We pray, Father God, for rental properties, Father God. Make every crooked place straight, God. And we ask, Father God, in your name, God, that you, Father God, begin to move every challenge that is not sent by you, Father God. We rebuke those and refute those challenges, Father God. And we thank you that there are more with us than against us, God. And we thank you, Father God, that there is no weapon formed against us that shall prosper, God, and that every tongue that rise against us, God, thou shalt condemn. We want to give you the glory and the honor and all the praise for who you are, God. We want to say thank you, Father God, for the magnitude of who you are, God. We want to say thank you, Father God, for just being you, God, for just being, Father God, Jehovah God, Lord, our righteousness, God. We just want to say thank you, Father God, for all that you've done, God. We want to say thank you for how you've blessed
blessed our families, God, how you kept us, God. We want to say thank you how you have already healed the sick, set them free, and delivered them, Father God, and they are no longer bound. We want to thank you, Father God, for everything that you've already done, and we stand on your covenant, we stand on your word, God, and we thank you, Father God, that it is already written, God, that we are free, and he that the Son sets free is free indeed. We give you all the praise, the glory, and the honor. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Father God, we thank you, God, and we give you all honor and praise and thanksgiving, God. We thank you, God, for comforting and graciously regarding those who suffer affliction, God. We thank you, God, for your healing power, Lord. We thank you, God, for your great mercy, oh God, for all the shedding, God. Oh God, we thank you, God, for sustaining them by your insurance and of your presence, God, and lifting them out of their despondency. God, we thank you, God. May the light of faith continue, God, through their rooms, oh God, as your promise is proclaimed and claimed in their life, God. And we thank you, God, for all your leaders all over the world, God. We thank you, God, for them. And we thank you, Lord, for your hedge of protection over us, our children, our loved ones, and all around us. We thank you, God, for relationship healing. And we thank you, God, for the right divine relationship, oh God. In Jesus' mighty name we pray, amen and amen.
Methodist Regina.
Peace and blessings, family. Father God, I want to thank and praise your holy and righteous name for just giving me traveling mercies, oh Father God, for just enlarging our territory, oh dear God, for blessing our families and keeping us all on one accord. I want to thank and praise your name, Lord God, for each and every person on the line and all the ones that were listed on the prayer list that have been mentioned before. And I would just like to add the Paul Santana and Norwith to add them on the prayer list, oh dear God, that you will continue to uplift them and their mother as well as they go through their trying time, oh Father God. And also add Darnell Winningham as well, oh Father God, that you will continue to uplift her and encourage her and build her up where she's weak, oh Father God, and build her up where she's strong, that she will continue to spread the word, oh Father God. And Lord God, we thank you for the Master Prophet and Pastor Deborah Jordan, oh dear God, for just being, having this platform and allowing us to come forth to be humble in your name, oh dear God, to come before your throne of grace. Lord God, you said in your word, I am the vine and we are the branches. He who abides in me and I in him bears much fruit. For without you, we can do nothing. John 15:5. Lord God, we want to thank you for the ability to do and bear fruit, oh dear God, so that the world can see your glory upon us, oh dear God. We thank you for the special anointing, oh dear God, that you continue to bless each and every family represented. We thank you, Lord God, for just having Prophetess Darlene lead the call, oh Father God. We ask that you restore her, dear God, as she continues to be faithful and to pour out into us, oh dear God. Thank you for the other prophets and prophetesses on the line, oh dear God, that are praying in the forefront as well as praying in the background, Lord God. We thank you for the intercessors. In Jesus' mighty name we pray and give thee thanks. Amen and amen.
Hallelujah, Father God. We thank you, God, that you give power to the faint and to them that have no might, you increase their strength. For even the youth shall faint and be weary, and the young men shall utterly fall. But they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as eagles, and they shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint. Father God, let your blood cover even now. Let your blood flow. Let your blood flow and restore, renew, rejuvenate, and repair everyone on this call. Under the sound of my voice, even every family that's represented, we call forth restoration. We call forth healing, and we call forth repair. We thank you, Lord God, that you mend the brokenhearted. We bless you, Father, that you bind up, Lord God, every wound. We bless you, Father, that you're hindering, that the hindering forces of darkness are dispelled because of your anointing. We bless you, Father God, that you heal sinews and flesh, and you restore every area of woundedness, mental wounds, emotional wounds, spiritual wounds, ashakarabosete, physical wounds. We call forth healing, restoration, and repair. Father, let your blood flow, making every crooked place straight, every rough place smooth, every mountain made low and every valley exalted. Let your blood fill the cracks and the crevices and cause our journey to be smooth. Father God, we decree and declare a spirit, an anointing for ease. Cause ease to be our portion in the season. We remove stress. We remove strain. We remove pressure. We remove anxiety. We remove worry. And we decree and declare ease, rest for the mind, rest for the body, rest for the spirit. In the mighty name of Jesus, we decree and declare, even our Archbishop and Pastor, Deborah Jordan, we call forth ease, restoration, repair, a renewing, a reviving, a fresh oil flows even now. Let them return home refreshed and renewed as never before, as never been experienced. Even a revelation of reviving of their union. We decree it so, Father God, that as the oil flows from Aaron's beard upon his skirt, it drips upon our heads. And we receive that fresh oil even now. And we thank you, Father, in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Well, people of God, we bless you in the name of the Lord. I tell you, what would we do without this call? What would we do without a place to come, a place to gather, to pray, and to call upon the name of the Lord? What did you do over these last couple days that you were not able to get onto the call? Amen. It is important that we keep this going. It is imperative that we be a yes, not only in word, but also in deed. Not only in deed, but in seed. We must bear up under and stand and lift up and make a commitment that we are not going to let this call go unprovided for, that we are going to underwrite and we are going to be a yes to make sure that this expense is covered. Amen. Someone's life is dependent upon this call. Someone is alive right now because of the prayers prayed on this call. Someone is healed right now. They're walking in their deliverance right now because of the prayers prayed right here. And I'm asking that you bear up under the load and sow a seed of thanksgiving and sow a seed of respect and appreciation and sow a seed to say, and in the comments section, right, we must be a yes and keep this prayer call going. I challenge you. I challenge you to sow a seed. Whatever the Lord has graced you with, sow a seed. Go online, sow a seed. And in the comment section, make it known that you are a yes and you are standing to keep this prayer call alive. You never know when you are going to need the prophets to stand for you. Amen. And in terms of the announcements, amen, join Archbishop Jordan for a live conference call Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. Amen. If you're attending Prophecology, February 23rd through 26th, you must register at www.prophecology.com and fill in the information for your itinerary. Amen. Pop Life Radio, 12 noon, Eastern Standard Time every Monday through Friday. And then join us again for another Midnight Cry with our leading lady, Pastor Prophetess Deborah Jordan. And I know when she returns home, she's going to be renewed and refreshed and with a word in her mouth, a word of encouragement for us. Amen. Did anyone have any last comments before we close? I know someone was getting ready to say something.
That was me, Prophetess Olivia. Yes. In a time in which that we didn't have the calls, I was ministering to women here in the South, here at the Safe House, and also up north. So I appreciated that time that I was able to do that. Amen?
Amen. And because the prophet stood with you, woman of God, you're back on your feet to be able to give out and be able to pour into others. And my
Amen.
Challenge to you is to invite those women to this prayer call.
Yes, ma'am.
So they
I
can
sure
be
will.
Strengthened as you've been strengthened. Amen?
Amen.
Amen. Bless you. You sound so strong. I'm just celebrating with you. Amen. Thank God for
Amen.
You.
Amen.
Amen. And I love the fact that you, as you received, you stood and poured out as the Lord was downloading healing into your body. I think that's just astounding.
Amen.
Amen.
I appreciate it. Love my Father and y'all as well.
Amen. We love you too, woman of God. Amen. Anyone else have anything to share briefly before we close? Amen. I thank each of you for being on the call on tonight, all of the prophets on the front line, all of you on the other side. Amen. And just knowing that the Lord is blessing your household and generations after generation in your bloodline. God is healing. The anointing on this call is flowing through your entire bloodline. Amen. And we just want to keep this going. Amen. As Jesse Jackson would say, keep hope alive. Amen. So I want to say keep prayer alive in your life. Amen. God bless you. I won't hold you any further. But join us tomorrow night. Another Midnight Cry. Amen. Don't forget to submit your prayer requests at www.PastorDeborahJordan.com. Amen. Mm-hmm. Bless you is my prayer.